Hello? Okay. Welcome, everyone, and happy Wednesday. I am your host, Linda Sachs. Today, I have decided to dedicate my whole show to those people who often feel like they weren't made for the rules of the real road. Renegade leadership, being a trailblazer. So, what does that mean? Now is the time. Grab a pen or a pencil and a paper, if you so choose, and start jotting down whatever resonates to you. Later, you can refer back when your mind is clear and we can recap. So, what does all this mean? Well, let me start with who and what a trailblazer is. A trailblazer is known as a natural-born leader, often not a team leader, often idealistic and seen as such. Someone who often gets accused of being rebellious. If any of these characteristics sound familiar to you, then you'll be comforted to know that there is nothing wrong with you, nothing at all. You may very well be a renegade and a trailblazer. The sooner you become at peace with that, the sooner you will realize what a true gift your seemingly rebellious nature can be to the rest of the world. Why does the world, especially now in 2012, need renegade leaders like you? This is a great first question to always ask yourself. There's a great quote by George Bernard Shaw that will bring some light. He says, the reasonable man adapts himself to the world. The unreasonable man persists in trying to adapt the world to himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. Okay, now let's take this quote and let's start to run with it with more questions that you can ask yourself. Number one, hasn't all the progress up until today happened because somebody dared to do things different and out of the ordinary? Something unconventional. Wasn't that somebody probably criticized by their family, their peers, considered to be unreasonable, unrealistic, and even downright rebellious? Now, just for 1 minute, be really still and imagine what would happen to the progress of our world if people like this, mirroring these innovative and courageous qualities, completely just disappeared from the face of the earth. Imagine for just a second what our world might look like. Who would create new opportunities, invent new strategies, come up with creative ideas, build organizations, and begin to get the ball rolling while everyone else just sits back inactive and reacts out of fear? That's something that they thought of and dreamed about was either not reasonable or just impossible. So in the end, what I'm really trying to point out to you is this, and think about this. No matter what people's perceptions of you might be, always remember that most of the comforts people do enjoy in their lives were once made possible by someone who was willing to take risks and move out of their comfort zone with a pure and genuine intention to change and improve our world and, of course, our quality of life. So now that you've begun to think a little bit like a trailblazer, and we are beginning to adapt this to the title, now, how do you start making the most out of your natural gift or your renegade leadership? Grab your pen and your paper. Okay, I'm going to just take 1 second out. And I'm going to hold on for you. Grab your pen and your paper. Very often when you listen to a show, so much information comes at you. Put that pen and paper in front of you. Whatever words or whatever I say that resonates with you, just jot down whatever feels right to you. So at least you'll have something to refer back to, which I'm going to suggest that you look at tonight, tomorrow afternoon. Put it somewhere on your desk, somewhere in your bathroom, on your mirror, somewhere in your bedroom, somewhere where you can see it so that you can reflect back on the show and what we talked about here today, which is how do you begin and how do you start to just think like a trailblazer? All right. So, have you got your pen and paper? If you're already, great. Let's begin right now. Number one, the first tip that I'm going to give you, the first tool. And this is really important. Respect those who don't think like you. Write this down. Respect those who just don't think like you. It's very typical of people who are pioneers and trailblazers to see other people as being fearful, complacent, and sometimes even downright just short-sighted. But it's very important to remember that you will need these types of people to come out and support you once your ideas begin to catch on. And more important, if you respect people who are detail-oriented, work from the left side of the brain, and think more inside the box, you'll probably be more likely to win their favor when the fruits of your unreasonable labors really start to blossom. Keep reminding yourself that both in and outside of the box thinkers are needed for full accomplishment and completion of efforts. If everyone thought like a renegade, how chaotic would our world look? The world is always going to need more followers than leaders. So be sure to respect the people who just don't think like you. After all, isn't that the same exact thing that you want from them? Just think for a moment, all right? So tip number one, respect those people who just don't think like you. Okay, number two, start with yourself. This is tip number two. Start with yourself and let your results speak for themselves. This is an interesting one, okay? It's typical of independent and renegade trailblazer type of thinkers to always be so caught up in articulating and expressing their ideas. They've been set to spend their whole lives defending their ideas. Believe that. This can really lead to the mistake in thinking that logical and well-articulated ideas are enough to just persuade people. But in reality, no one wants to be sold using just words only. People want to see action, and they want to see results before they start accepting you on advising them how to live their lives, right? So even if you need to support others in order to make your ideas happen, it might be a really good idea to start really small, okay, by working only on the things which you know that you can control. Then there really is no need for overwhelm or fear or confusion or any of those thoughts that are going to come to a creative thinker, a renegade, and a trailblazer. As people begin to see you begin to focus on managing and leading yourself effectively, then they will no doubt start to take notice of you, especially when you start to get results. Okay? This can be done by taking control of your personal growth. Think about that. Your personal health, your financial life, whatever. How things about you and areas of your life that are producing results, as you begin to change, you will catch people's and draw people's attention. It can also be things which you begin to implement in your workplace in order to make yourself more effective and to begin to work with more passion and enthusiasm than everyone else. That for sure will get you noticed. So remember this. Focus on yourself. Being the best you can possibly be, all the time knowing that you are always being watched and always being observed. The most interesting thing about this is that even if you are not doing things which are out of the ordinary or extraordinary ideas, when they do come, they will be more likely to listen and to pay attention to you. So let's recap and think about and go to the second tip once again. Start with yourself. And let your results speak for themselves. Don't get caught up in others. Don't get caught up in what other people are doing, how they're managing, what's going on with them, with their successes. That's totally going to take you off track, and you're going to lose focus and lose your concentration. And if anything, your self-confidence, whatever you're holding on to, is going to really plummet right through the ground, right into the floor. Because you will just lose sight of your direction and your path. All right? So that's the second tip. So by now you should have written down totally. If you had anything on your pen and paper, on your pad and paper, you would have had your first tip, respect those who don't like you or respect those who just don't think like you. Remember, you're a trailblazer. So the first tip, respect those who don't think like you. Your second tip or tool, start with yourself and let your results speak for themselves. Focus on you. Tip number three, success is the best revenge. All right, this one is really very interesting, okay? It's a real tried and true mega tip for all out-of-the-box, creative, angelic thinkers and doers. If you are finding it difficult and trying to be ever so patient with people who may be currently or always opposing your ideas, always keep in mind that success is the best revenge that you can ever receive. Now, this third tip, success is the best revenge. I don't want all of you to think that you need to get out there and be revengeful. 100% no, you don't want to be doing that. But you want to be thinking of continuing to prod forward. And in that, as you are focused on whatever it is you're doing, it's almost like you are so hyper-focused. In being so hyper-focused, all those naysayers, which you may think that you may have that are surrounding you or all around you, all those naysayers, what's happening with all those people is now you've kind of put those all to the side and you are not thinking about them at all. You are totally needing to just be focusing on you. Think of any of those self-love kind of comments that you could think of that would help you stay in what I call the zone. Try and stay in your zone. That is the zone where if you need to look forward because that's how you see your vision, whether it be with pictures, visuals, mantras, affirmations, very often out-of-the-box thinkers, renegade leaders, trailblazers need to adapt these type of tools because the support, the surrounding support is lacking. Okay, so that is your revenge. Think of that mirror facing, looking right back at you. If you continue to respect and maybe even try this, try sending love to those people, those non-believers. Send them some love while still acknowledging in the privacy of your heart that you are going to show them one day soon what you're really made of, and this day will come when you are really you. That respect will be magically and mystically returned. I've seen it happen over and over again. Just don't do any of this type of stuff, this, you know, out loud type of stuff, these thoughts, what I like to call very often this monkey mind or monkey brain, LOL. Just don't try to have any of that monkey brain coming back into your mind to be reminded to yourself of all the negativity. Think about how much the world really needs you. If you are a creative thinker, which I'm hoping there are a lot of creative thinkers that are listening in today, renegade leaders, you renegades that are out there, despite how much your family, your friends, people who you expect and think should be supporting you, those are really pillar people in your life, who really are not getting you grasping your thoughts and ideas in the very beginning. Bless them and remember, success is your best revenge. Okay, so we've got three really good, what I feel are three really good tools or tips, okay? So again, in recap, okay? And please, I know this very often may sound kind of silly, but writing them down really does help, okay? So you've got three of them there. You've got to respect those who don't like you. Number one, you've got to start with yourself and let your results speak for themselves. And you've got to focus on success being the sweetest revenge. Remember, you have a tremendous responsibility as a renegade leader and a trailblazer. I'm hoping all you trailblazers that are listening in today, because really all progress in this world depends on all of you being unreasonable and independent thinkers. You need to be unreasonable and you need to be an independent thinker. What a shame it would be if the world never got to see what you're really made of. Think about that. Because you allowed yourself to be defeated by the very people who really needed you the most. Really important thought. So let's take a little bit of a break here for a minute. I've given you three tips, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of my thoughts on trailblazing, okay? Trailblazing, and write these down if you just hear some pillar words that kind of get to you. Like, I'm going to just say out a few sentences, okay, some factual stuff. Trailblazing is all about creative thinking, not reactive thinking. Well, if you got your pen and your paper, write that down. In order to be a great trailblazer, you need to think creatively. Reactive thinking is not going to work for you. So think creatively, not reactively. Got that? All right. Independent and creative thinkers are most often born with these trailblazing renegade characteristics. The journey is so different for each and every person. Believe me, I'm a trailblazer myself, and I speak from firsthand experience. Many people, such as myself, as I've just said, worked so many different jobs and quickly lost interest, changed their minds like I did, got interested in something else, out of the blue, out of nowhere, like where did that come from? Until I think that you really get the picture of this whole scenario, this is a never-ending cycle that just continues on and on and on and on. Then we, as trailblazers, walk around thinking we're just not good enough, or there's something wrong with us, or we just can't match up, we just can't step up to the plate. So the contrary. It's like the square peg in the round hole. There is no fit. So please, do not ever think that there's something wrong with you. There's something so incredibly special about you. It's just waiting to be discovered. Okay, so that was another little another tip. Think creatively, not reactively. Very, very important to always keep stimulating your mind and stimulating yourself by doing things that you love, things that give you passion. Almost on a daily basis, you need to walk into a store, walk into a bookstore, listen to amazing music. It's so important that you feed yourself if you feel that the outside world and the stimuli is not feeding you. All right, let's move on. You often hear, I just wish I could work for myself. I wish I could be doing something that I really love, something that really matters and makes a difference in the world, but I just have no idea what that is. Oh, my goodness. This is a huge one. This one is so big. This is what I call really the untapped trailblazers. So I'm going to just give you at this moment in time, my name is Linda Sachs, which I'm hoping you all know, L-Y-N-D-A spelled with a Y, Linda with a Y, S-A-C-K-S. You can find me on Facebook. You can also email me at Linda, L-Y-N-D-A, at LindaSachs.com on my website. I do coach and work with out-of-the-box thinkers and trailblazers. I help people come to their breakthrough life design moments. So if anything has resonated through with you in this show and you'd like to at least just follow up, either send me a message, let me know what worked for you, what didn't work for you. Feedback would be so amazing for me. Then I really know, you know, that I'm reaching the people that I want to reach. So I would like to ask that from all of you. Okay? So remember, when you think you just don't have any idea what you want to be doing, this is more often than not, as I just said, the real true path of a real true trailblazer. Congratulations. You can literally classify yourself as a renegade. If you've been going from job to job, well, you're working, right? You've had jobs. So you're not lazy, you're not a failure, you're not a loser. You just don't have the right fit. Often it's the path that we go on with all the zigzags, the twists, and the turns that divinely and timely really do lead us to what we'd like to call, or what I like to call, our calling, our divine purpose. Now, this divine purpose and calling can change during the course of our lifetime. So, listeners, don't panic. If you did something when you were a teenager and you're just not into that anymore, you're in your middle years, you were working at something that you totally loved, it was a project of yours, it held your passion, you were in your 20s, well, it doesn't mean that it has to stick with you for life. The world is not stagnant. We are not stagnant, we hope. And life just keeps moving and prodding forward. So where you're at right now is perfect, and that's exactly where you're supposed to be. Knowing that you don't have to be anything, that you can just be yourself, this is often really a divine, huge epiphany and an intervention that is happening for so many trailblazers, okay? In all areas of your life, think about this. That job, that job, it doesn't mean that you have to be that person or that thing, or I am a carpenter, I am a esthetician. Someone meets you socially and they say, what do you do? It's okay to just be you. I'm a mom. I don't know. I am an incredibly loyal and gifted, valued friend. I'm there for all my friends in their time of need. Come up with a little bit of a tagline, you know, if that's something that you want to do. That takes you away from the job definition. Often the job definition is another trap. So that's really tip number 5, okay? Knowing that you don't have to be anything, you can just be happy to be yourself. It might get grueling, it might get frustrating, but it's okay. It's really so important in just knowing that you're different than the mainstream people out there. And just being that. Surrender. Allow. Just allow yourself to be different and say, I am different. I am special. Adopted children are chosen, okay? This is all pretty much what happens in our world as far as social conditioning. And we don't want to be socially conditioned. We are trailblazers. The world needs us desperately. We're coming up with these great ideas, or even we have a little idea that we think is creative and maybe ridiculous, and if we don't share it with a like-minded person, how will we ever know that whole idea will just die, okay? So love, honor, and cherish and accept yourself for who you are. Trailblazers often live in silence, alone, feeling so different and strange, almost alien-like. Have you ever kind of used that word and said to yourself, oh my God, I feel like I'm from another planet, or I'm an alien? You're not. You're totally not. You're special. Another type tip or tool which I want to really enforce right now is trying to, for all those trailblazers that are out there, try to find some other like-minded people. This is really, really, really important. Isolation is really an issue. Keeping all your thoughts to yourself and wondering and thinking that your family or friends, as I said before, significant others are going to think there's something wrong with you, no good. So this is another huge big tip. Look for some like-minded people where you can feel at home in your heart and be peaceful and just free to be yourself. Some ideas. Start a blog. Put yourself out there. Put your thoughts into words. Get them out on your computer and start a blog. Go to sign up for a class or something of interest that lights and ignites you, something fun, something different, something creative, something to get your mind off, oh, my God, I'm so different, and something that you can just relax and take a vacation. Find a yoga class, breathing class, meditation. Put yourself out there on your FB page. Post a lie that you may have always been telling yourself. Get courageous and come out of the closet. Okay, whatever's holding you back, start sharing it. Okay, another tip, look to find a handful, even one like-minded person who you can mastermind with. Share your thoughts and your ideas and your fears. Use Facebook, email, Skype. Ask for other like-minded trailblazing people. Technology is on your side, everyone. Get out there and try and find, you know, a few people you can be Skyping. Another idea, begin to talk. Speak out loud and ask for divine guidance to show you the way, and try to believe that this way will happen. Next tip, what do you dream of? When you close your eyes and you're relaxed, when you're watching a movie, begin to journal and write down your thoughts, okay? Lastly, it is okay to know what you love or want to do. Loving and accepting yourself in this state, surrendering and letting go of all judgments, is where you need to start. Guidance will surface when it's ready and when you need it the most. It is and will be much more of a fun and fulfilling adventure once you are no longer alone and see that other people out there are sharing the same things that you are. Your creative mindset needs nurturing. It's a The turning points await accountability and support. Become plugged into a group of like-minded people, of course, as I said before, that you can jazz with. Remember, being a trailblazer will change your life. Yes, it will take time and patience. Commit to passing the test no matter how you get that done. Okay, you can email me anytime at Linda, L-Y-N-D-A, at lindasachs.com, or you can Facebook me at Linda Sachs. Our new world, the Aquarian Age, will require trailblazers. Trust me, people, buy the truckloads. For any of you dreaming, feeling, believing that you are or may just be a trailblazer, now is your time. Blaze your trail in 2012. Live on your own terms. Be your own niche. You were not born to play someone else's game. Okay, so there are 30 seconds left. Fear and limited beliefs are what holds us back. Fear, our fears and our limited beliefs are what holds us back. Okay, so I'm hoping that you got some really good tips out of the show. My love to all of you. I will see you again next Wednesday. Have a trailblazing week. And remember, try tonight. Put something out on Facebook. Post something. Maybe I'm a trailblazer. Maybe I'm not. And hopefully you're a friend of mine. If you're not, friend me. Okay? All my love. Next week. See you next week. Thanks for listening.